That's part of the duties of being Supreme President is touring?
Well, we visit clubs and the membership. They have what they call tract clubs. They take all of the emblem clubs across the United States and divide them into five groupings. And so once every 5 years, at the very least, a Supreme President pays a visit to the emblem club for a social function or to attend a meeting. We've had that opportunity and initiated new members. We have done installations of officers, which is another one of our duties as we travel the country. And so for basically about 9 months of the year, we are traveling from Maine to Alaska and California to Alabama.
And you've been to dozens, hundreds?
We spent, I think, 7 weeks in California, and we had 2 days that we had 3 days, no activities planned.
Okay.
It was quite a busy schedule. Yes, we've been to many, many clubs, not just the tract clubs that we are required to visit.
Okay. What have you seen clubs doing in your travels in terms of initiatives, programs? I know here locally, the local club does a lot of support for various activities. They are funders of a running race that I help organize and many other things, scholarships in the community, that kind of thing. Is that what other clubs are doing around
the
country?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And within each state association, they have their charitable projects, their endeavors, and we've been able to learn about what the state associations do. For example, in California, they have the Hearing Dog Program, and they're very large supporters of that endeavor. And that was begun many years ago when one of our Supreme Presidents developed that program for the California, Nevada, Hawaii State Association because she had a husband who was deaf. And then in Washington State, they have the eye care program, and it deals with people in need of visual assistance. So we've gotten to learn not only what the clubs are doing, but what the state associations are doing.
And I know there's a lot of support for veterans as well, too. And in looking back at the history, I looked at the website for the Emblem Club. One thing that struck me is that the effort really got going almost 100 years ago, 1917, during World War One.
Correct.
When people got together and started putting bandages together for veterans. Is that right?
That's right. We had 15 women who were members of, or wives of, members of Providence, Rhode Island, Elks Lodge. And they gathered together at the Elks Lodge and began rolling bandages. These were bandages then placed in the ambulances that the Elks Lodges were purchasing to send overseas for our World War One troops. And in February 17th, 1917, our first Emblem Club, Providence, Rhode Island, number one, was founded. So we have just reached that 100-year milestone. And what these women did through their love of country and their patriotism, we have continued those endeavors in all our clubs throughout the country. But we've taken our programs so far beyond that. We are so involved with scholarship, literacy, drug awareness, community service. And, of course, we are affiliated with Elks Lodges, so we are partners with our Elks in supporting all of their endeavors as well.
Paulette, what have you seen on your travels through the many clubs? Anything that stands out in talking to people, meeting people? I imagine it must be a blur by now.
It's all of their friendliness, their camaraderie, they're wanting to help everybody. The veterans, and especially in Alaska, the closeness of all the families and wanting to help their communities, to be able to help one another. They are just so dedicated. The Easter egg hunt that here in Petersburg, the kids, watching the kids color their eggs and then get ready for their hunt. But that is just a small part of what getting together to bring the kids together to start to be able to, as they do, to the literacy, to teach the kids, to keep the kids out of drugs. We need to keep educating our children to stay away from that. We have got so much of that in our country now, and so much hate, and we need to teach more love.